This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want to discuss here, we'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username, and, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. For those of you watching on our webcam, you'll see a little bit of a different scene here in the studio tonight. There are people with a camera watching us tonight. So there's an extra camera in the studio being held by some folks from a French television channel. Is it Canal Plus? Yes, Canal Plus. They are here with us in the studio tonight, and they are, you know, interviewing a variety of liberty activists who are up here in New Hampshire. So we're grateful to have them with us. You can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I believe the show is called The Butterfly Effect or L'Effet Pompion or something like that.
Okay, cool.
I'm close. As close as I can come. You know, anybody trying to speak French who's not French is a disaster.
Yeah, so we're actually going to go over across the pond, not to France, but to Britain, where the Brexit, as it's being called, the potential exit of Great Britain from the European Union is, I believe, scheduled to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We should know something, I think, by, you know, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You mean Eastern time?
Eastern time.
Yeah, that would be about midnight Greenwich time, I think. So, yeah. Sounds accurate. I'm not sure what time the polls close, but I imagine they'd be closed and counted by midnight.
Yeah.
What?
Is this a simple? Just out of curiosity, I'm pretty sure this is a simple majority to pull Great Britain out of the EU.
They're certainly acting like it is,
yeah,
based on the vote or the polls that are being,
yes,
taken. The right now, the statistics are showing, some polls are showing, it's a dead heat with like 44 or 45% for or against the leaving of Great Britain from the EU.
I really feel like if you're going to make a move that is, you know, has so much effect, like pulling out of the EU or something like that, that it should be larger than, you know, anybody who's into democracy would still think it should be larger than just 50% plus one person.
Now, wasn't it larger when Scotland was trying to leave Great Britain?
Right. It's harder to leave Great Britain than it is to leave the EU.
I forget what the requirement was there.
It was 60%
or something like that. But as far as I'm concerned, this is great news. I'm glad that it's a lower number. I think that in order to secede, it shouldn't require a supermajority.
You're going to you're going to go a long way to convincing me on this one. First off,
convincing you that it should be a lower number.
Well,
to secede.
That and that it's a good idea anyway. The fact is that there's,
why wouldn't it be a good idea?
There's a lot of economic benefits to being in the EU.
Oh, really?
Many of the people who want to exit want this Brexit. They want it because of essentially, immigration reasons. They want to keep out the people they want to keep out, and they want to
put down more restrictions.
They want more restrictions on immigration. So, you know, their reasoning behind it doesn't sound particularly delightful to me either. I think that it's likely their social welfare programs that are creating any problems in Great Britain regarding immigration, not the fact that people want to move there for a better life.
Yeah, well, obviously, if secession happens, and this is a variant on secession, it's not the biggest of secessions out there, but it, you know, to some extent, is the secessionist movement. When secession happens, it's certainly true that that place that has seceded could very well become more restrictive in its rules or ordinances or, you know, statutes or whatever. I mean, that's a very real possibility. Some of the people that want to secede Texas, for instance, would probably want to build a big wall all the way around Texas. That doesn't mean I don't support their right to secede. I think that people should be able to secede. I think that states should be able to secede. I think the individual should be able to secede. Unfortunately, we're not to that point yet, so we're going to have to start with the high-level stuff of Great Britain leaving the EU.
I don't think that states have rights in the way of secession. I think that that comes in the area of a power. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, I don't think states have rights at all.
51% of the people in New Hampshire don't have the right to tell me that I can't be part of the United States. And if I want to
sure
be, that I should have to sell my property and leave.
No, I think you could probably send all the tax money you want to the United States.
The question is, you know, whether or not...
They don't care where you live.
The geographic organization, you know, the geopolitical organization that has the boundaries of the geographic area known as New Hampshire would certainly expect me to pitch in for new taxes on services that they are now providing that they wouldn't be providing if the federal government, you know, that they wouldn't have to provide
right.
the federal government the things that they do. So...
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from, but just on principle, I support decentralization, and so I can understand that some people will want to stay with the United States.
I think you have the right to secede your property from New Hampshire, the United States, or the EU, or whatever.
Well, most
you
of the
want.
People who want to stay with the United States would like to continue taxing me, so they don't want to grant me that that freedom.
I'm with you.
So here's a story from the Daily Mail. Again, they're, you know, the polls are running very, very tight over there in Great Britain right now, with about 44-45% saying leave versus stay, and about 10 or 11% saying they're not sure. So those undecided votes are going to be what makes this thing happen or not come tomorrow. But the Daily Mail's taking the side of leave. Throughout this long, this is from the Daily Mail comment, unsigned article, so presumably from their editors. Throughout this long and often acrimonious referendum campaign, the most striking fact about the Remainers, that's the name they have for people who want to stay.
They're not the Bremainers?
is that they have failed to articulate a single positive reason for staying in the EU. Now, you had said that there's some sort of economic difficulty that would come from this? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, so the EU is primarily a trade organization, and you know,
they also have a central currency, right? The euro.
Sure, but Great Britain negotiated out of that originally. Mm-hmm. So the Great Britain still has its pound, which it is the pound sterling, of which they are very, very proud. Mm-hmm. And that's all fine and dandy. But if you know what Great Britain's counting on, or the Brexiters, I should say, are counting on, is that they will be able to trade in whatever way they trade without any kind of diminishment. And this may be the case. It may very well be that German businesses want to do business so badly in Great Britain that whatever punishments that come along are being threatened at this point will be short-lived. They will certainly exist, but they may be short-lived, and that everything will go back to normal within 6 months. I'm not going to claim that that's true or false. But
so what are these punishments?
Well, it's going to be harder to do business. You're no longer part of the European Union. You can no longer you no longer have those beneficial trade agreements.
Well, I have to wonder if it really is that beneficial anyway, because I'm sure they're giving up some level of sovereignty and decision-making ability in order to have whatever those things are.
Probably the fact that people can trade freely in Great Britain, yeah, people who are members of the EU.
Well, I suspect that people in Great Britain were able to trade with the rest of Europe prior to the EU, and so they will likely be able to trade after the EU.
Yeah, but don't act like there's not going to be any punishment for this. If you don't think that the EU is going to feel, it's necessary to be punitive, then you're being naive.
Well, there's obviously a price to pay if you want to
leave. There is a price to pay.
Organized criminal enterprise.
And the question is, should you be able to tell me that I need to pay that price? And yeah. What is that price? First off, it's buying a pig at a poke. We don't know what the price is. And secondly, you know, maybe I don't want to pay it. What are the problems with being part of the EU?
Well, I'm sure there's
you
countries
don't know that
all around
either.
The world that would love to trade with Great Britain. There's plenty of money in Great Britain, and so if, you know, the EU doesn't want to play ball, South America, China, you know, North America, Central America, I'm sure a lot of companies would be very interested in picking up that
it's
business.
Not a zero-sum game here. Those places are getting all the British business that they want to get currently, that the British businesses can provide to them. What you're talking about is excluding very, very large markets like France and Germany, big player economies, top
five economies.
It sounds
to me like the EU would be doing the excluding there, not Great Britain.
Well, Great Britain would be leaving. So It's like divorcing your wife and saying, but I still want to have sex, dude. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It's over. You have left the house.
Toll-free number tonight's 855-450-FREE. We'll get the Daily Mail's reasons why they think Great Britain should leave the EU. They say there's been a barrage of scaremongering and not a single positive reason for actually staying within the EU. We'll see what their analysis is because, you know, they're over there. They're probably paying a lot closer attention to the minutia of this than we are here on Free Talk Live. If you want to comment, though, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. And will Great Britain decide, the voters of Great Britain, decide to exit the EU? That's the vote that will be on the table tomorrow. And we're talking about the Daily Mail story on why they think Britain should leave the EU. We'll get into more detail on that here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, tell me about Liberty HealthShare.
Well, Liberty HealthShare is an organization that allows members to share the costs of healthcare amongst themselves. That's not an insurance company. And one of the things that distinguishes it is that you don't have to sign up in the sign-up window in order to get health care coverage with Liberty HealthShare. Also, it's affordable. For our family, the numbers were like 55% of what health insurance was. Also, if you don't agree with some kind of medical procedure, philosophically or morally, well, you don't have to pay for it. It leaves you in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare, in case, for those of you who don't know, and it gives you the freedom from insurance. Don't forget the fact that you can choose any doctor or hospital across the nation, and they've got memberships for you, whether you're a an individual, couple, or family, whatever it might be. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, so we're going to continue with the Daily Mail story. Why is it that they're saying that Britain should leave the EU? But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. Dennis is on the line in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I've been wondering if you've heard the news of Sarasota trying the assault rifle ban. They tried to vote on a Monday with the commissioners.
Wait, the city of Sarasota?
Or the county? Which one?
The county of Sarasota.
The county of Sarasota was going to vote on a assault weapons ban. And what did they define an assault weapon as? Something that was scary and painted black?
That I could not tell you. It was so vague, and they got so many calls on it, they eventually reversed hardcore. They went 4-against and 1-4. But, they were just ridiculously overzealous because of the Orlando shooting, and they said they want to ban all assault rifles. But when you ask any of them what an assault rifle is, well, generally anything that holds more than 5 clips and is a long gun is not used for 5 rounds,
yeah.
5 clips.
Yes, well, that would be even funnier, though. Well, that's right, what made it funny.
Yeah, a clip is what holds bullets, not necessarily before you put them in a magazine, which then the magazine goes into the gun.
I thought a clip was the thing you slid into something like an M1 Garand that where you could see the bullets, like a magazine, but you can see the bullets.
Okay, maybe. I've never used a clip before, so I couldn't really tell you. But Dennis, thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah, they voted 4-1 to not ban assault weapons. Is that even in their purview? Can a city in Florida
county
or county? It says here city commissioners, Mark, Sarasota city commissioners.
Okay, maybe it was the city then.
WTSP.com. Is that something that can happen where the town or the city can actually just put a gun ban into place?
They can do whatever they want until they get sued.
True, I guess so. Well,
there's nothing stopping them from putting it in place. It's only once it's in place, then they have to challenge it to repeal it. But
gotcha.
Essentially, they could say, we're going to ban Free Talk Live from Florida. I mean, sorry, from Sarasota.
Huh.
You know, we don't – not that they could. I mean, I take that back. That'd be more the FCC.
Yeah, for sure.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the FCC is concerned, is that – like, what are you limited to what you can say and can you not say by the FCC? Like, do they
are you trying to trick me into saying the words?
The FCC has rules that are about obscenity and indecency. And in the rules about indecency, they say that you can use indecent content after 10 p.m. at night before 6 a.m. Indecency.
But it can't be obscene.
It can't be obscene.
Whatever the difference between indecent and obscene is.
Right. Obscenity usually has to do with excretory functions as well as detailed sexual descriptions. they don't get really detailed in the FCC rules as far as like what you can and can't say. But basically, if it has to do with excretions or sex things in detail and like sort of pandering to the lowest common denominator in the way that you talk about those things, you'd be in violation of the FCC's obscenity rules. There are also prohibitions to some extent on certain profanity, but there's not like a list of profanity that that they have.
You know, George Carlin's famous for his list, and it's not bad.
Carlin's list is pretty complete as far as what you can't say.
Except it's a repeat, right? You can't, you know, mother is not a cuss word, so one of those seven words is just a repeat of the first one.
So I hope that helps. Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Last week, my niece had to go to immigration to get a stamp on her passport because she had to go back to her country for some bureaucratic stuff to get her daughter into the United States.
Okay.
And she was directed to go to this electronic kiosk to help her. And the next available appointment to go set up an appointment at the kiosk, and the next available appointment was after the date that she would have to be in her country. And so this was no good, but there was nothing the staff would do to help her. So I brought her to the Nashua, New Hampshire office of United States Senator Kelly Ayotte. And the staff there was able to get down a lot of information, and they were able to get it to the congressional liaison's office. Now, let me just tell you parenthetically that a number of years ago, I was helping somebody with immigration casework assistance, and I could not help noticing, back when immigration was the INS, that there was a big binder on the bookcase in the office there that said INS, Handbook for Congressional Caseworkers. So, you know, it's definitely a business that they got going on, and they were able to get her set up with the papers that she needs. And the important thing to remember when you do this is this does not mean that you owe your vote to that politician whose staff, who are on the federal payroll, helped you deal with a bureaucracy that that member of Congress refuses to eliminate. In fact, it's a real good reason not to vote for Kelly Ayotte because she won't do anything to shut down the U.S. Border Patrol, and there's an excellent candidate running for United States Senator against her who supports liberty and thinks logically.
You mean you?
Yeah, I'm one of her opponents.
I thought we were talking about Jim Rubens there.
Nobody really knows who Jim Rubens is or any of these people. We don't want to get too detailed into political races within New Hampshire because we do have an international audience. But longtime listeners of the show would be familiar with Tom, who's on the phone with us here. He is somebody who has been kicked out of the state legislature in the past, I guess,
Not really.
It that you got kicked out for? What happened there? Did you resign?
But I wound up not understanding what these idiots were jumping up and down freaking out about. But anyway, then in
wasn't it some sort of sexual harassment case or something like that?
I'd love to elaborate about what I did.
Maybe another time. Thanks for the call.
You are so cruel.
What?
The guy. It's like sexual harassment. Click.
He's kind of a bigot anyway. I mean, he's not really. He's kind of a homophobe. So I don't really feel like I owe him anything. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live, dial in toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. I did look it up, and apparently, Tom, the last caller, it wasn't a sexual harassment thing that got him removed from office or where he resigned from office. It was his opinion about killing police officers. So that was what set people off within the New Hampshire State House years ago. This was 2001.
I'm glad to hear that he can keep his hands to himself.
Back when that he is a married man, from what I understand. So you know, good luck to him. He probably would be a better U.S. senator or whatever than Kelly Ayotte.
Yeah,
yeah. Whoever she is, former.
I have a pig named Kelly Ayotte.
Former Attorney General, I think. She's just bad news. Anyway, let's go
She's
on
She's a 600-pound sow.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, and if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. Reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue, we'll get back into the Brexit here in moments and reasons why Great Britain should leave the EU, according to the Daily Mail. First up, though, Sarah is in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you know, a lot of people here, they have mentioned that they would have supported the red light cameras if it was state or city owned. You know, they just had a problem with the money generated from the tickets going out of our state to Arizona and to a corporate entity for profit. And you know,
now, where did you get your numbers here? You say a lot of people in Albuquerque would have supported red light cameras, which statistically are shown to cause accidents and kill people. But you're saying people would have supported it if the revenue went to the state or the city as opposed to some private corporation in Arizona. Where did you get those? It's not really a statistic. You just said a lot. So what is the actual number and where did you get that information?
Well,
where did you get the claim that it was a lot of people? Because we have to keep checking your claims, Sarah, because we found that you've been lying to us and that either you're lying or you're just repeating misinformation, believing that it's true. Either way, information that is not true has come out of your mouth almost every single phone call you've made to this show. So we do have to be checking your claims. So where did you get this information that a lot of people believe what you say?
About whether it's a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, some other people. Like, well, you know what?
Some people. Now, where did you learn that it was some people? Are these people you've spoken with? Did you see them speaking on a news show or something like that? Did you hear something on the radio? Where did you hear that some people, besides you, support the red light cameras revenue going locally rather than to Arizona?
Well, okay, well, local calling show. We have a lot of afternoon local calling show, KKOB, 770 AM. And you know what? The red light cameras was debated on the talk shows in the morning, the afternoon.
Well, good listeners won't listen to that station because Free Talk Live is on KIVA, Kiva. Which is also available on the FM band, by the way. So, you know, you call into the show and you promote the competition and then you just make crap up. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I've had enough. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Even I can't defend that one.
Yeah, so if you want to check out KIVA, you should already be listening there. It's on 1600 AM and 95.9 and 107.5 in Albuquerque. We've been on there for a while now, so really big fan of that station. Thank you to Eddie and the crew over there for putting us on the air. Yeah, so that's interesting, right? You call her out. She first claims it's a lot, claims she doesn't have any numbers. Ultimately, then when you try to nail her down, she then admits it's not actually, in point of fact, a lot. She was just making that crap up.
I think a lot is a fair guess. I mean, exactly how much is a lot? Probably more than six. And it's a town of
half
a million.
When I think of a lot, I think of majority. Like, a lot sounds like a lot. Not a minority of people.
I think lot's just a shifty term.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I don't think it really means much of anything. So, yeah, there's Sarah for you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Tim is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was kind of hoping to catch the show before Sarah got on, but oh well. Anyway.
You got to be the first caller, basically, to beat Sarah.
She's true. Got plans.
That's true. Or Tom, as you call him, Tom the Bigot, unfortunately. I mean, you know, I try not to label the people. I wouldn't label the people that call in, but I guess you have to have something to use them, use an earmark for them. But anyway, I just wanted to comment on, I just read about this and I didn't even know, well, Mother Jones obviously is very leftist, but I just read about, the article that they wrote about the Orlando shooter did not use an AR-15, which it was an AR-15 style rifle that he used. So I wanted to mention that. But I mean, actually, the possibility is that he could have had, I guess if he had a military version of the firearm, he could have had a selective fire. He could have had a semi-auto/full-auto version of that. It was a 6-hour MCX that
right.
he used
to. Which. None of the parts in a 6-hour, what it was, MCX, is it? are interchangeable with an AR-15. So
for, right, they just, like I said, they just look alike.
For whatever reason, the AR-15 has become the gun that they want to ban over this event. Right. You know, they're just looking for something, and I just don't understand why it is that this is the gun they're going after. I mean, if you'll put a 30-06 hunting rifle round next to an AR-15's 223 round, you'll see that there's a big difference, and the hunting rifle's round is much bigger. So why they go after this particular gun in this way? It's like they're looking for a victory. We just need one victory. We need to be able to remove the clip size down by one. We need to do something. We need to move the ball down the field. You take the ball, you hand it to the running back, he runs down the field. Every time something happens, he runs down the field. I don't really get what they're looking to do.
Well, so, like you said, they're distracted moves. For one, they're, you know, seven steps forward and four steps back or something. It's, maybe it's even 10 steps forward, 9 steps back in the case of the stupidity of the American public, where they continue to vote for the morons that will keep doing these things and encroaching on our rights. But, you mentioned clips, and clips and magazines are two different things. Like you said about earlier about the M1, or you said M1A or something.
Yeah, M1 Garand. I don't even know how to pronounce that right. I just read it.
Right, M1 Garand, yeah. But anyway, a clip is something you put in. A clip is a strip. It's basically a piece of metal that holds on to the base of the cartridge. And you can push from one end and slide the ammunition from that clip, basically. It's just a stripper clip, if you call it. Sometimes that's what it's called, too, a stripper clip. Basically, you push from one end, and the magazine inside of the rifle, whatever it happens to be, will load that way. That was actually how the German's broom handle Mauser was loaded as well. But it was a stripper clip, so...
So the clip loads the magazine?
Actually, wait a minute. The broom handle, the magazine inside of the rifle or pistol, whatever it happens to be. So a clip and a magazine are two different things. The magazine is a box.
Right.
It could be internal, it could be external. Sometimes an external box magazine is the terminology, but that's what you can detach.
Gotcha.
It. A detachable external box magazine. Anyway, I wanted to throw that out, but there's
the good news is that I'm not looking to, I don't know precisely all this terminology, but I can say I'm not looking to ban anything, so my ignorance on it is excusable. It's the folks that want to ban stuff and don't know what it is that seem frightening to me.
That's true. They're not aware, as you say, put the 223 or 5.56, NATO, put the 5.56, 223, next to a 308 or 762 NATO, and you can tell the difference immediately. One is much a larger diameter bullet, a larger, longer length shell, much more powder in the 308 or 762 as the 5.5.
Good info, Tim. Thanks for calling. And, of course, you get good info on Guns Out of Wyoming. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm.
Conica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Conica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. I think the Brexit is probably the most interesting international news happening at the moment. Of course, it hasn't happened yet, but tomorrow is the big day when Britons will be going to vote in probably fairly large numbers. This seems to be a controversial issue, the question of whether or not Great Britain should leave the European Union.
Yeah, what I see is, internationally and even domestically here in the United States, is there's more pull against centralized governments than there ever has been before.
Okay.
On an international basis. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I'm for the pull against these
organizations. If these guys can leave, that'll be a big loss to the EU and may signal to others it's time to end these centralized governments.
I think that what it'll do is it'll cause them to hopefully drop their bad policies and retain their good policies.
Mm.
And we can get something more efficient out of the bargain in the process. Or people will abandon them and move on to different types of organizations. But nonetheless, more freedom is what I'm looking for.
So I want to go into the Daily Mail story here where they go into their reasons why they think Great Britain should leave the EU. They say that the people who are – now they have a name for these people, Remainers. So the people who want to stay in the EU, they're called –
shouldn't they be called Remainers?
Remainers.
If the ones are Brexiters, then shouldn't they be Remainers?
Instead, they have, they say that the Remainers have failed to articulate a single positive reason for staying in the EU. Instead, they've subjected voters to a barrage of scaremongering with the aid of a once proudly independent civil service, pinning all their hopes on persuading the British people that the dangers of withdrawing from Brussels outweigh the many drawbacks of belonging to it. In doing so, they've had to seek the support of the likes of Jeremy Corbyn and Gordon Brown and Tony Blair from the very party voters rightly rejected at the last election on the grounds that they couldn't be trusted. The story continues, but then the EU is an edifice built on lies, starting with a blatant untruth peddled when we signed up to the common market in 1973 that we were joining nothing more threatening than a tariff-free trading zone, which would involve no sacrifice of sovereignty. More than 40 years on, some 50 or 60% of our laws and 70% of regulations are dictated to us by Brussels, whose power is only matched by its incompetence, corruption, and hunger to impose ever more statist regulations. They use the word statist here in the Daily Mail. regulations on 28 utterly diverse member nations. And though we do less than 10% of our total business with the EU, with 80% of our trade being within the UK, every firm in the country must submit to its throttling red tape. So 50 to 60% of the laws, 70% of the regulations coming from the EU. How could, I mean, just on that statistic alone, presuming it's true, and I have no reason to disbelieve them, that alone is reason enough to leave. Whatever, consequences be damned. If you're going to get rid of 70% of the regulations and then, you know, 50 to 60% of the stupid laws?
Well, you're acting like these regulations are going to go away. They're going to mirror those regulations or something very similar.
Maybe they will,
them.
Maybe they won't, but they can't pass all of them in an instant. I mean, we're talking about 40 years worth of regulating and lawmaking. Those aren't just going to get swooped right into the Great Britain system.
I don't know that there isn't, that there aren't regulations that mirror those already in place. Did they go through the House of Commons themselves?
One thing for
sure,
we don't know much about life in Great Britain. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. They seem to think there's some good reasons, and they've got more of them. But we'll go to Rusty.
I can tell you that
first in Texas. You can tell me in a moment here, Mark. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey there.
I just wanted to let y'all know that here in Texas, we have a Texit movement going on, and we're all kind of watching the British see what they decide. Hopefully, they'll decide to leave the EU, but the Texas does have its own secession movement, just like New Hampshire and, I believe, Alaska and many other states. But we do have a lot of people back in Texas independent, but at least 60,000 signed a petition, 60 or 80 to go to Obama to have him decide, or the White House decide, on whether Texas has the right to secede. At the Republican convention recently, 22 counties passed a resolution in favor of a Texas referendum. It was debated on the county commission floor, the largest Republican convention in the nation, with probably an even split, 50-50, some 50 in favor of a referendum, 50 opposed. But this will happen in our lifetime. At least maybe Scotland may leave. England may leave the EU, Wales may become independent, Catalonia. These movements are sprouting up all over the world because people just don't seem to like a centralized government that's, you know, thousands of miles away, or just who don't listen to the people.
I think that, the Texas and Great Britain analogies are very similar. So Texas has a gigantic economy. It's something like the 10th largest economy in the world if it was its own country. And when you look at Texas, it's the size of its own. It's bigger than most countries. And it's, you know, it's a big place. And if Texas were to secede versus, say, Vermont, if Texas were to secede, the United States government would be pressured in a way, just by its sheer magnitude of its economy, to not be as mean, not be as punitive to it as say it would if Vermont decided to secede or something like that. So, in the same way, I think Great Britain does have some negotiating power when it comes to secession with the EU, but I would say that the value of the vote is that it puts Brussels on notice. Hey, look, we're looking at leaving here, and you better shape up or we're shipping out.
I can't agree more. I think it's a win-win when you have these referendums. One, it's either they're going to back off or slow the advancement or encroachment on your rights, or you're going to get what you want. You're going to be able to have self-determination and say, well, we're going to do it our way. It's a win-win.
Rusty, what's the next step there in Texas? I think you're the same guy who called us with updates from the Republican convention there. So you're obviously following this very closely. It didn't fly at the Republican convention this year, but it did get addressed in a way that it never had in the past. So what do you think the next step for the secession movement there in Texas is?
Well, our legislative session is coming up. We have it once every 2 years, a state legislator. There'll be bills that are put in place and, you know, proposed, calling for a referendum. The next step will probably be just to lobby our state legislator and see if they'll allow us to vote. If not, it will go back to trying to get the Republican Party of Texas to have it on a primary ballot, which was narrowly defeated last time in their executive committee. But since convention, we got a lot of those people out who were opposed to having a referendum or having it on the primary ballot. But there was a list circling around. We knew exactly who those people were. And we got a lot of them, not elected again. We got friendly people in there. So hopefully next time
I would love to see a state government actually, someone within a state legislature actually propose secession, just to see what the conversation would be like. I think it would be very, very interesting. Rusty, keep us in the loop as things develop there. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's interesting to see politicians pulled in two different directions. So a state politician, you know, on one hand, they aspire to these larger offices. They want to be a senator. They want to be one of the House of Representatives. They're looking for that. They hunger for that. But at the same time, secession draws the power of Washington or Brussels or whatever back to where they are, where they're seated, and so they hunger for that power too. So they're sort of pulled in two different directions. Hey, I don't want anybody I might be working with up there to think I'm somebody bad. But at the same time, I want that power.
I think that's a true statement for most politicians in most places. But in New Hampshire, the story's a little bit different.
No, in New Hampshire, the politicians are scared
of what?
They're just scared. There's every time you bring up some kind of new change, they're petrified of it. Mostly because they're not lawyers, they're citizens, and in many cases they're just ideological geriatrics.
Well, that was part of the point I wanted to make, was that here they're not really professional politicians at least at the state representative level. So while in some other states state representatives may have big designs on larger positions, most of them here don't. There are 400 of them here, and many of them are, you know, part-time. They've got jobs. They've got things that they do. Some of them are retired.
Most of them are retired, and their big goal is a nap.
Not the non-aggression principle, but taking a nap.
Yeah.
But they're not the same as politicians in other states, which are lawyers for the most part. Here you don't find that that issue. And so I think we've got a much better position for things that could threaten the power of the federal government, like secession. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is coming up. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.